This is All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. State Representative Larry Inman was found not guilty on Tuesday of lying to the FBI, while the judge declared a mistrial on the other two corruption charges. IPR's Max Johnston was there for the week-long trial. He joins me in studio to help us break down the case. Hi, Max.
Hi, Kendra. It's good to be talking to you in person instead of over the phone.
So, just as a refresher, can you tell us what Representative Inman was accused of and what decision was made in court yesterday?
Yeah, so Representative Inman faced three criminal charges of extortion, soliciting a bribe, and lying to the FBI. To summarize, prosecutors allege that he tried to sell his vote on a union wage law, an issue regarding union wages, and then lied to the FBI when they confronted him about it. Yesterday, after 6 days of testimony, a jury acquitted him on the lying to the FBI charge, but they couldn't come to a verdict on the other two, so a mistrial was called.
A mistrial and an acquittal. So what does that mean for Inman?
Yeah, so he's not guilty on the one charge of lying to the FBI. He's cleared of that. The mistrial means that he can be tried again on the other two charges. After that decision was announced, prosecutors did ask the judge to set a new trial date. That implies that they plan to bring him to court again on those other two remaining corruption charges. And Inman is still under some bond conditions since those charges are still sort of pending. So, for example, he can't leave the country.
So almost 20 witnesses over the course of 6 days, lots of evidence, and more than 12 hours of jury deliberation, only to end in a partial mistrial and a partial acquittal. Why did this trial end in such a strange way?
That's a very good question. The reality is this case is extremely strange. I mean, the whole trial was what I saw as it was about sort of a very blurry line between what is a legal interaction between a lawmaker and what is an illegal interaction between a lawmaker and a lobbyist. Several lawmakers and lobbyists took the stand to testify about how lawmakers aren't supposed to link campaign contributions to specific votes, and there are all these rules that lawmakers take to avoid doing anything unethical or illegal. But the reality is, I think the jury discovered that it's really not clear what is legal and what isn't. Lobbyists may not say it, but they do tie campaign contributions to specific issues, and they do take extra steps for apparently illegal interactions to appear legal. And the reality is, lawmakers have really strong relationships with lobbyists that they often downplay. And so I think the fact that prosecutors used text from Inman to show that he tried to solicit a bribe, but no one said they saw him do it in person, I think that was another big factor that we're relying on text messages for this. And then specifically on the first two counts that the jury couldn't agree on, there was confusion about the difference between the two. At one point, they gave a question to the court asking to elaborate on the difference between those two charges. That confusion certainly led to a deadlock that apparently they just couldn't bridge.
Representative Inman has been removed from a lot of his resources in Lansing, and several lawmakers testified against him in court. Will he return to Lansing and be able to do his job?
So he did return today. The House is in session. I saw pictures of him on social media sitting at his desk. He says he expects to go back to business as usual. Here's a few of the things he said in comments after court adjourned.
I'm hopefully looking forward to, you know, getting back in stream with my job and working with the other legislators and doing good for the, you know, for the residents of Grand Traverse County.
He holds no grudges. He proved himself. So I think people will accept him back.
So practically speaking, I would assume that he'll get access to his office and staff back. But the committee assignments may be a tough sell. Inman says he bears no grudges and still has friends in the Capitol, so he wants to finish out this, which is his last term in office. And then he says he wants to move on to something else.
There was a recall effort to remove Representative Inman from office. How does this mistrial affect that?
Well, so the recall petition, they got enough signatures, but it was knocked down by state officials because there were a few typos on the form. The group behind that recall effort has appealed that decision to the Secretary of State. They're still waiting to see what the Secretary of State will do if that petition keeps going. Basically, the group called Recall Inman doesn't want the nearly 13,000 signatures they got knocked out over a couple typos. It's tough to say how the mistrial will affect all this. The language in the petition uses some of the same language from the indictment. Now, that indictment is still open and sort of pending because he wasn't acquitted on all of the charges. But the reality is, this case is not clear-cut, and as far as the law is concerned, Larry Inman is an innocent man. One representative from the Recall Inman group did say that their petition was never about the trial. It was about Inman not representing the district in Lansing and missing votes while he was under investigation and seeking treatment for his drug addiction.
This was a week-long trial with lots of conversations about lobbying and drug use and a bunch of media coverage. What was it like in the courtroom?
Oh, it was so weird. The lasting image I'll have was from last night, Tuesday, where everyone's in court late because the verdict is coming in. So all the lights are off in the whole federal building. The security staff is gone, and it's like two dozen people sitting outside this locked courtroom. It's me and a bunch of reporters. It's Larry Inman and his attorney, and it's a bunch of prosecuting attorneys, and we're all exhausted and drained and just mingling and chatting about how weird this is, about how none of us have seen anything like this. And that's the lasting image of just all of us tired and confused and not sure what's going to happen. And this was just a really weird trial. There were really frank conversations from lawmakers about how they even feel about Representative Inman. It was very exciting, but very strange.
Well, Max Johnston, thanks so much for being there and keeping us up to date.
Thank you, Kendra.